Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all those who are here with us as we celebrate the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all those who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. We are glad you are here. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Jerry. This Mass is being offered for Holy Family First Saturday Memorial Mass and Intentions.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome our Outreach televised audience, our Good Shepherd Radio audience, and all of you to our celebration of the 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. In life, everything has a price. Jesus reminds us in today's gospel, following him as his faithful disciples also has a price attached to it. The price is detachment from the things of this world and keeping Jesus first in our lives as each one of us carries our cross. Some days we carry our cross well, other days we drag it behind us and tell everybody what our cross is. Pause to reflect on following the Lord. Are you and I always willing to pay the price that Jesus asks? Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on all of us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Who can know God's counsel, or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we guess the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or whoever knew our counsel, except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. I, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, urge you on behalf of my child, Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment. I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to retain him for myself, so that he might serve me on your behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that the good you do might not be forced, but voluntary. Perhaps this is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother, beloved especially to me, but even more so to you, as a man and in the Lord. So, if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. My brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, while I was covering St. Therese Parish here in Lansing, one of the couples was celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and we did a special blessing for them at the end of Mass. And after the Mass, they were having a dinner down in the parish hall for family and friends to celebrate their anniversary, and they had also invited me to come to that dinner. And as at many anniversary celebrations, they had lots of pictures from their wedding day. Photo albums of the bride and groom and the wedding party on their big day back in 1972, all looking very young and very dapper. There was also a board there listing the prices of various items back in 1972 when they were married. And so many of us were, as we looked at that board, I among them, we were amazed at the prices back in 1972 compared to what we pay for the same items today. One of the things that shocked me most was the gas price. The gas price was 23 cents a gallon in 1972. Interesting, too, they had car prices. You could buy a new car somewhere in the average range of about $8,000. You could even buy a house in 1972, they said, for somewhere between $35,000 and $50,000. Now, back then, of course, we all made a lot less money. I remember when I graduated from college and accepted my first teaching job, I made a fraction of what teachers make today. Though I know they deserve every penny they get today, but costs on everything have gone up every year. On the news the other night as I was watching, they spoke of how much more it costs parents this day to send their kids back to school just to get the school supplies and the clothes that they need. One single parent they interviewed, she said, "I just can't afford the things that are on the list that my child needs to return to school." Then, of course, there is the cost of tuition and room and board at our colleges and universities. Yet this year at MSU, they had one of, if not the, biggest freshman class on record. So costs certainly don't seem to stop people from doing what they want to do. I remember I graduated a long time ago from Central Michigan University. I graduated with no debt. We would work in the summer, we Flint kids. You could go back to Flint and you could get a job in the General Motors factories as summer replacement. And I could make enough in the 3 or 4 months at General Motors to pay my way for the next school year. I can't believe the college debt that so many students have today, including some of my own great nieces and nephews. Everything, folks, has its price. And the question we face every day is, are we willing to pay the price for whatever it is we need? Be it a car, a new home, a college degree, a new computer, groceries, a vacation, everything has a price. Now, the readings this weekend remind us that it is sometimes very difficult to understand and comprehend the Lord's ways or what it means to really be a follower of Jesus Christ. King Solomon is struggling in our first reading today, knowing that he's a man who is weak and short-lived, and he says he's lacking of the understanding of God's ways. He states, "Who can know God's counsel? Or who can conceive what the Lord intends?" We struggle, Solomon says, to understand the things of this earth, much less to understand God's plan. Scarce do we guess the things on the earth, but when the things are in heaven, who can search them out? Likewise, Jesus reminds us in this gospel of what the price connected to being one of his disciples is all about. Jesus reminds us that to be a disciple of his, there are two major requirements: total dedication and extreme detachment. Thus, we ask ourselves the question, are we willing to pay the price to live as a faithful disciple of Jesus? What needs to change in your life and mine so that we can live as his disciples? First, Jesus says to the crowd, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Now, those words of Jesus are harsh. And yet, scripture scholars tell us that the Aramaic word for hate meant to love less or to show indifference toward. So Jesus is basically saying, asking us to show indifference toward or love less our family members. And, you know, some of us, we just can't imagine that. To love family members less than we love the Master himself. You know, you look at your family members. I look at mine. They're the very people that God has given us to love the most. And yet Jesus says, you got to love them less than you love me. Tough words to live, my brothers and sisters. Jesus needs to come first in our lives, and that is not an easy commitment to live every day. Jesus is asking us to show unwavering preference for him above all other human relationships. You know, we love our mom, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter, grandchildren. And we value those relationships, and we would do anything for those people. Thus, the words of Jesus tonight, or this day, are not easy to respond to in a positive manner. A good measure of our relationships is how we spend our time each week. Do we spend more time with family members or friends, or more time taking care of our own needs than we spend with Jesus in prayer, meditation, and spiritual reading? Do we attend to those things? Are they a priority to keep Jesus first in our lives? You see, our weekly time schedule really tells us who or what is most important to us, what relationships we treasure the most. You know, so often within the sacrament of reconciliation, people confess not taking or making the necessary time in their life for prayer or meditation. You see, Jesus doesn't want to be put on a back burner and only pulled forward when we have a need. That is not the way Jesus' disciples are supposed to live according to the Master. Now, Jesus says the second requirement for discipleship is, whoever does not carry their own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Jesus carried his cross, but it led to Calvary, where he died on that cross. We all have crosses to carry, some heavier than others. Troubled marriages, addictions, terminal illness, depression, poverty, loneliness, the death of loved ones. The list is long. But if we feel our cross is too heavy, all we have to do is look around us. You look around and you realize your cross is pretty light. And if you're feeling sorry for yourself because of the weight of your cross, I would invite you this week to take a walk through the halls of Sparrow or McLaren. Visit a memory care unit. Walk around a convalescent center or a hospice center. Spend a couple of hours at any of our Catholic Charities offices, listening to what the staff there listen to each day. Watch the nightly news of what's going on in Ukraine every day, and you'll see how light the crosses are that you and I are currently carrying. You see, we also have to remember that Jesus is simply asking us to do what he himself was willing to do. He laid down his life for the people he loved. He did it willingly, and we need to follow his example. Finally, the last requirement Jesus tells us, he says, any one of you who cannot or is not willing to renounce all your possessions cannot be my disciple. Now, folks, we Americans, we have lots of toys, and we can become very attached to those toys, those things that make life easier and more enjoyable. And sometimes it's hard for us to imagine what life would be like without those things. Can you imagine life without a cell phone, a computer, your SUV, your vacation home, your camper, your air conditioning, your stylish clothes, your exotic vacations? And then we hear news at night about a tornado striking in a town in this nation, or a hurricane, and the people lose everything. Or we hear about forest fires, or the recent flooding in Texas. All of a sudden, those people lost everything. And yet, life goes on. Much like the immigrants at our borders, what they face each day. Or the people in Ukraine who have lost everything and on top of it are separated from their loved ones. You see, Jesus is reminding us that possessions only bring temporary happiness. They wear out. And one day, we leave them all behind. Jesus wants us to be free of those things, those possessions that tie us down and keep us from focusing on what it means to be one of his faithful disciples. The Price is Right. That's a popular TV game show that's been on for years. Folks guess the price of various items, and the one coming closest without going over wins the prize. Everything has its price, as does following Jesus faithfully as his disciples. Are you and I willing to pay the price to live as a faithful disciple of the Master? Jesus tells us in this gospel very honestly what that price is. Can we truthfully accept his challenging requirements?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God,
light from light, true God from true God. Begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We come in worship before the Lord who made us, offering the Father all our needs.
That by the word and example, church leaders may inspire the faithful to bear their crosses each day with patience and fidelity to the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who govern and legislate, may their actions imitate the Lord who is just in all his ways. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation on Labor Day, that our work will be directed to God's glory, and that the unemployed find suitable work. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all in the church may heed the words and example of St. Teresa of Calcutta, who defended the human dignity of all, born and unborn. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who are preparing for marriage may take the time and effort needed to know each other well, and to respond generously to God's call to raise a family. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, may they be cared for with gentleness and patience and healed according to God's will. We pray for our television, radio, and online community, Mike Mulquin, and those listed in our book of prayer. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, may they rest in the loving arms of God. We remember Doris Anderson and all of the holy souls in purgatory. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving Father, in your great mercy, hear our prayers and hold us close through Christ our Lord.
Never be the same.
pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept it.
O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man and woman in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all of its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made and forever to praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by that same Spirit, graciously make holy the gifts we bring to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of your only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. For, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servants, Francis our Pope, Earl our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, you who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us take time to share that gift of peace with each other. My brothers and sisters, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb who takes away the sin of all the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in our first communion hymn, number 930, Taste and See, 930.
And see.
Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life, through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless and protect us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Let us go forth singing number 881, Lift High the Cross, number 881.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.
Over the years, we begin to realize how quickly life goes by. For some of us, our journey will end without notice. And when our transition into eternity begins, there won't be a chance for any do-overs. No time to rewind our life. No chance to choose a different ending.
Stupid little brain of yours to do any.
For the movie of our life can be used to judge us. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times.
Happy anniversary!
And joyfully revisit the good. It is then we will fully realize how our unkind thoughts and selfish choices wounded others and led us away from God, our loving Father.
You people are lazy.
And each time we ignored God's voice,
I think she's pregnant by somebody else.
No.
Our conscience grew more deaf and our heart hardened. Thankfully, you still can ask God to help edit your life story and create the ideal ending. No matter what you've done, there is good news. Since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus can heal your memories and forgive your past if you accept his mercy. You really can be freed from the addiction of sin and find lasting peace. Imagine hearing God say after your life's movie, "Well done, good." good and faithful servant. It all starts by asking Jesus to help you now. If you've been waiting for a sign, this is your chance to begin an adventure with God that will last forever. Learn more at CatholicsComeHome.org. Trust in Jesus and find hope, forgiveness, and a more abundant and everlasting life. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.